we've been hearing from people in Moreland today. The village has been devastated by floods on the levels. Muchelney has been cut off for a month and a half. We've heard from Boroughbridge as well. All quite small communities here. One consistent theme from them to me and to us is that they want you to change the rules so that small communities and villages like that can get money to defend them. Will you do that?
We're going to have to look at all the rules about how we go about these things for the future. But what we have right now is obviously a disaster and crisis that we have to do everything we can to deal with. Now, you were describing on your programme the new pumping strategy that's going to be put in place on the Somerset levels. And I think there is some hope that that will make a difference. It's going to take time, and I don't want to raise people's hopes. But whereas we have been pumping 3 million tonnes a day off the levels, this could increase that level to something like 5 million tonnes. But we obviously need that to be combined with an improvement of the weather. And I know how depressing it is for people to see this high water level day after day, week after week. But we're in the crisis relief mode. And as I've said, in this relief, you know, money's no object. We must do everything we can to help people. That's why I've sent the army in. That's why the sandbags are being provided. That's why local authorities are getting 100% of the money back that they spend. But when we do get these water down, yes, of course, we're going to have to look at the rules and the way that we go about these things. We're going to have to look at the dredging issue properly. As I've said, we're going to start dredging in the Somerset levels as soon as the water is at a level where it's safe to do so.
Why can't you be specific about what you really will do long term? That's what people keep telling me time and time again. They want to know that they can have confidence in you.
Well, what we're saying is that we need, obviously, to look at what the best options are, because I was meeting, for instance, last night with the government's chief scientist, who's called together experts from around the world to think about what's the best answer for the Somerset levels. And even the best experts in the world don't automatically agree the right percentages, as it were, of how much dredging you do, what difference, for instance, a barrage could make at the estuary of the river, what difference attenuation programs could make in the catchment areas. All of these things have to be looked at. But what I can say is, you know, we cannot let this situation happen again. Of course you get these abnormal weather events, but we've got to do better as a country to make ourselves more resilient. And I'm sure there is a program that can be put in place in Somerset that will make a real difference.
So you can't commit because you don't know exactly what specifically to do. So that means you can't then commit to what people want here. They want dredging every year from now on, but you can't
I can certainly commit to the fact that we are going to do dredging on the Somerset levels. We'd started some dredging before these dreadful events.
But you've set out the Environment Agency's budget up to 2020. You said this at Prime Minister's Questions yesterday.
Yes.
Promises we're happy to make so that we can see how much money will be spent on flood defences, and then you listed from 2015 to 2020. So will the River Parrot be dredged in 2019?
Well, we need to look, as I said, the dredging is going to start, including on the River Parrot, as soon as it's safe to do so. I've said that, and that will happen. We've been trying to make sure we have not just the resources, but also the right technical solution, because obviously you can either dredge from a bank, but it's difficult to dredge from banks when they are already so sodden and potentially unsafe, or you can dredge from a boat, and we're going to have to start dredging from a boat. So, you know, I can say to people, dredging will be part of the answer, but I want to be very clear with you, because I don't want to pretend knowledge I don't have. If you want the exact right answer between the quantity of dredging, the use of other systems, the attenuation from catchment areas, potentials for barrages, I don't think any expert could yet give you an absolutely precise lineup of all the things that are necessary. But what we know is it's some combination of these things that will make a difference.
All right. I know we can't be specific on that, but Paul in Weston got in touch with the show a little bit earlier on, and he said, well, the Prime Minister pledged to scrap the £8 value for £1 spent on flood defences formula. He thinks it just doesn't work for rural areas. So just to go back to Moreland, will the village of Moreland be defended so it isn't flooded in the future? We don't need the specifics, but can you commit that
it
will be defended?
Yes, as I said, we're going to look at all of these rules. Some of these rules are now being told, actually, you know, they weren't rules in the way that some people are claiming they were, but we'll look at all of these things, and we have a partnership funding approach. That means that some rural locations which previously had little prospect of any government funding can now be eligible for a share. So, you know, the point is, that's why Owen Paterson said, let's get together a plan for the Somerset levels, and the government will play its part in helping, and that does include, as I've said, immediate dredging as soon as it's safe to do so.